From their books, I learned about the world. I learned about different countries, about history and science. More than anything, I wanted friends and I wanted love. But I frightened people. They thought I was cruel. They thought that I wanted to hurt them. One day, I tried to talk to old Mr. De Lacy. His eyes were very bad, and he could not see anything. He will talk to me, I thought. He cannot see me, so he will not judge me. I waited until Agatha and Felix were out of the house. I knocked at the door. "Who is there?" said the old man. "Excuse me," I replied. "I am a tired traveller. Please, can I sit near your fire for a few minutes?" "Come in," said Mr. De Lacy. "You can sit here with me and rest." "I am alone," I told Mr. De Lacy. "I have no friends. I need help, but I am afraid to ask people for it. When I meet people, they send me away. They see me as a terrible monster, but I am not a criminal." "I believe you," said the old man. "I can only judge your words, but how can I help you?" There was a noise at the entrance to the house. Felix and Agatha were coming home. It was time to speak. "Oh, please save me and protect me," I cried. "I have no family or friends, only you. I know you are kind and good. I need you." "But who are you?" cried Mr. De Lacy. The door opened. Felix and Agatha saw me and their father together. I cannot describe their faces. They thought that I was attacking Mr. De Lacy. When they looked at me, they started screaming. Agatha fell to the ground in fear. Felix pulled me away from his father. He picked up a stick and hit me very hard. I was in pain and very unhappy. Quickly I escaped and went back to my hut.